Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. With the release of the United Nations report on Friday, June 3rd, declaring internet access as a fundamental human right, the significance of building broadband infrastructure remains at the forefront of global and national debates. The mountains of central Appalachia, as in much of rural America, face unique challenges in ensuring high-quality internet to all. Rural communities nationwide are far more likely than their urban counterparts to have slower download speeds, only one choice in provider, and a lack of adequate broadband infrastructure. Yet in places like eastern Kentucky, the economic future of the region depends greatly on closing this digital divide. Dean and Karen Hill run Dean Hill Photography out of their home in Morgan County, Kentucky, and their business demonstrates what a difference high-speed internet can make here in the mountains, as they told WMMT's Mimi Pickering.
The phone lines, internet, makes it possible for us to be connected to the rest of the world. The internet, we do have a website. We're connected with the rest of the world, and we get a lot of work, business from locally, regionally, out of state because of that.
So what are the parts of the business that you rely on the internet for?
Almost everything, which is unfortunate. This printer and his camera require specialty supplies that you just can't get even in Lexington or Huntington, so you have to order them off the internet. Our framing supplies, we have to order from either Lexington or Huntington, and you'll want to go through their website so that you don't have to stand there, and also allow them to get the frames done. We rely on the internet to promote our business because we have a website, which has actually made life much easier. We've actually gotten new customers, and we're not sure how people find us on the internet, but they have, you know, from all over the country, and they've ordered stuff. It's allowed our repeat customers to go to our website and see if there's something new that they want. It also provides a supplement for catalogs because we have a gallery in Lexington that we work with, and trying to keep them updated with the new images would be impossible. So they can just show our website or the book to customers and get things from that way. We also use it then to supplement promotional materials, like we do proofing on the internet. We did our book. We searched for the printer on the internet. We sent proofs to them. That's how we corresponded with them. And we actually had to send some images through the internet to get the book complete. So at this stage, there's very little that we don't rely on it. It has gotten to the point now where to get into the major art fairs, you have to jury into it. And these art fairs are now requiring that you use the internet application process. So if we didn't have the internet, then we wouldn't be able to do Woodland Summer Fair or even Chicago art fairs.
Dean and Karen live at the upper end of Paintsville Lake, 20 miles out from the nearest town of West Liberty, which has a population of just over 3,000. For Dean, these hills have always been home.
I grew up about 2 miles from here, a place called Smith Creek, on a tobacco farm, a little hillside farm. That's what my dad and mom did full time. And I grew up, as early as I can remember, mainly in a tobacco patch. We raised a lot of tobacco, raised a garden, raised our own pigs, our own cattle.
Dean left the mountains to go to college, spent time traveling around Indonesia in the Peace Corps, but kept coming home every chance he could. After moving back and working in construction and logging, Dean became more serious about his landscape photography just over a decade ago.
I've always had a camera with me of some kind. It may be anything from a small pocket camera to an Instamatic, and it was just a fun hobby. And we thought we would just try an exhibit at the Appalachian Co-op in West Liberty. put on a nice exhibit, had about a dozen pictures in it, and from there we started pushing it a little bit. Hey, this may make enough money to pay my expenses, maybe a little more left over, and it started snowballing from there. After that, I was still working full time here. I was working anything from logging, construction. That was a sideline. I got Karen into it part time, and I kept getting into it more and more until finally it came to a point where I was working into photography full time and working in the construction or logging part time. And finally, I just made the plunge and went into it full time. Karen was teaching part time and just wasn't making enough to really pay her expenses of going to the college where she was teaching. And we decided, let's just make the full time plunge for both of us. And if we do that, here's what we got to do. We got to get our own, you know, we got to do our own printing, our own website. We got to do everything ourselves in order to make it work out.
And they do just that. From the taking of the photos themselves to the printing, proofing, framing, shipping, advertising, ordering of supplies, and everything else, having a good internet connection has made it possible for the Hills to have control over every aspect of their business. Their internet provider is Mountain Telephone, based in West Liberty, Kentucky. The co-op serves the counties of Morgan, Menifee, Elliott, and Wolfe, and a part of Bath County, and was the first company in Kentucky to be approved for broadband stimulus funds.
They've been very supportive of us. I mean, that we've, like I said, we don't get the highest speed out here, but we've been able to do it. They're reliable, and we like having that local influence because they do support us. If we didn't have this, I'm not sure, we wouldn't have the printer operation that we do, and Dean would have to spend more time on the road gathering supplies than he would picture taking, which is how we make our money, because someone has to stay here and do the little stuff, which I do.
What does it mean to you to be able to live here in your home community and be able to make a living like this?
It's great. It's beyond your wildest dreams to be able to work out of your own home. I've worked in places where you had to drive for an hour to get there. You're at the mercy of whoever you're working for. Generally we roll out. I'm a morning person. I'm up around 5:30, sometimes earlier if I have to go out into the field. You can practically throw your watch away. We pretty much eat, drink, sleep, live the business. Yet it's great. We don't have to go anywhere.
Karen and Dean published a book of Dean's photographs titled Appalachia, Spirit of the Seasons. In an introduction to the book, Silas House wrote, "Hill takes us to all the secret little places that deserve our attention, but rarely get it nowadays. He reminds us that this is a holy ground, a place that demands our respect. By way of Hill's camera, we are able to look down on dozens of mountains beneath a morning mist, spy a lonesome redbud on the hillside, happen upon an old car and an even older chimney, dying with dignity alongside one another. There are the daffodils planted near the porch of an old home place. Looking at such a picture, I am able to imagine the woman who planted them there, way back." For Dean, he knows this is a part of why people can appreciate his work.
People really like to see their home, which is Appalachia, in a positive light. There's enough photos out there of people showing the trash in the ditch line or in the streams or hillsides bare or whatever. They want to see a lot of the positive aspects of this country. And there is. It's the vast majority of it's fantastic country to be in.
For Dean and Karen, running their business from home has made it possible for them to slow down, notice the things that are so often overlooked, and to be out in the field when the light is just right.
Society moves at a quicker pace now than they did 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And they don't take time to look. So sometimes having my photograph hanging on the wall or my book, I do it for them. I take the time to look. I do beat the pavement, so to speak. It does take a lot of patience. Some of my photographs I have to plan years in advance. For instance, this photograph here was taken down here on the Paintsville Lake. For about 4 years, I knew there was a picture there, but I had to wait till the lake got down just right. I had to wait for the colors to get right, the lighting, especially the lighting, and then I had to be there.
You can view some of Dean's photographs at www.deanhillphotography.com. For WMMT, I'm Sylvia Ryerson, reporting from Paintsville Lake. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.